This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. I got Fred Davis hanging out with me for the rest of the weekend, a couple days next week as well, as Kevin is in Germany right now. He is... what time is it in Germany at the moment? Do we have?
I'm going to guess it's probably, because I know when Blake was over in Greece, I think it was like 9 or 10 hours ahead at least. I guess it's probably, I would say probably 8 o'clock for those of you on the 12-hour clock.
We've got to figure out a time to just call him up and just bug him, see what's going on over there as he's teaching children how to play baseball and about Jesus. The Cowboys, we did this with the Rangers. Yeah. We had some very big thoughts about what their biggest weakness was. They didn't address it in the offseason. They kind of addressed. Actually, I thought they did address it during the trade deadline. That was their bullpen. That was their biggest weakness heading into the season. I'm not quite sure what the Cowboys' biggest weakness is, because I feel like there's a lot of holes. And I say this a lot. I feel like there are a lot of areas where the Cowboys need to be better.
Yeah.
I heard this morning, it was Dan Orlovsky said that if Micah is traded, then there is no chance for the Cowboys to compete for a Super Bowl. If Micah is traded, then the plan is to collect picks to invest in a future quarterback. That is the way that Dan, and he said, right now is the best supporting cast that Dak Prescott's had since his rookie year.
Okay.
Now, I do believe that your offensive weapons are just as good. I think CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens might be better than what you had with Amari Cooper at that time.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure about the offensive line. The offensive line still has a lot of holes to fill to make me feel comfortable.
But I think the interior lines is probably as good as it's been.
Agreed. Both tackles, though.
Huge, see, I don't hate on Terrence Steele as much as everybody else does.
That's fine. He has not proven to be a dominant right tackle, except for 1 year when he and Zach Martin were very good with their combo blocks.
Yeah.
I think he's good. I think he's serviceable.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think, you know, and we can argue about whether, you know, the money-wise, but hey, that's, you know, for Jerry giveth, Jerry taketh away. I think that when Nick Martin, excuse me, I always do this because Nick, his brother, when Zach got swapped out for Brock Hoffman, how much did we hear about Terrence Steele?
Little
to none.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I think there was just so much bad offensive line last year. We were like, this is
true. But I'll say this: for as much of an issue as that right side of the offensive line was when Zach Martin was clearly not himself, right, and we all know that.
You could see it
when Brock Hoffman came in. I mean, again, I'm no PFF nerd, but you know, he was an improvement in that right guard spot. And to your point about the combo blocking, I mean, Terrence Steele and him were a good, not great, right side of the line. And I think we all agree Tyler Booker should be better than Brock Hoffman. And I think Terrence Steele's going to be okay. Like, I'm of the belief that I think of all the things that you have to worry about on this football team, left guard through right tackle is not one of them.
Yeah, and but the left tackle spot.
Now, that's
dramatic.
That's huge.
Freak out problem.
Yes.
Yes, that is as you just said, huge.
Yeah.
Without using the H. Yeah. I do appreciate
You're
that
welcome.
Though.
You're welcome.
But yeah, no, the left tackle spot's a giant question mark. Concern. Don't have a clue who's going to be the starting.
And that
left
was
tackle,
even with honestly. Tyler Guyton before the injury.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's why I asked Schottenheimer. I said, is this fair?
Yeah.
During the entire offseason and heading into this preseason, I asked Shotty, I said, is it fair that I've put this much on Tyler Guyton being good?
Yeah.
Just good. All I really need is good. I don't
That's
need
all
exceptional
you need.
Because the offensive line, if he's good, I think this offensive line can be better than good. And absolutely. Then I think the team can be successful. And Brian Schottenheimer said, absolutely, that is not putting too much on
him. No, because they feel the same way.
And all that, too, was like leading into, like, he was getting excited about all the work the Guyton had put in. He was excited about what the work he was going to do, the progress he was going to make.
Punching in the
and
rain.
And the injury hurt. It happened. And then here we are doing that. So where is the spot on this team that you look at and you go, just not good enough? Or you have a massive question mark.
I mean, I hate to sound like a broken record, but I'm just going to go with the cornerbacks.
Cornerbacks still.
I mean, you've done nothing. Savon Revel. Am I pronouncing that right? I've had like 16 different people. I see Carter shaking his head back there. Is it Siobhan?
Siobhan Revel?
Savon. Like Savant, but Savon?
Okay. Yes.
And then Revel or Revol?
I've heard Revel.
Revel, okay.
Right. Like Darren.
Like Darren, okay. So Savon Revel is out. I mean, his dad said on G-Bag last week, had a setback, all right? So he's probably going to go on the PUP list, so he won't be ready week one. Trayvon Diggs,
right?
You know, whether he's falling down running, whether he's fighting with Jerry, whether he's tweeting, I don't know. The one thing we don't know about him is whether or not he's going to be available week one.
True.
And what kind of shape he's going to be in, all right? So there's two guys that would normally be starters that you can't count on, all right, because of just injury and whatever else. So there's two guys that are out. Kalen Carson, a.k.a. Training Room. He's not going to be ready for a while, all right? So now we're down to Kyer Elam, Deron Bland, what's our boy, Bell? Kevon Bell, all right? Who, Pride of North Texas, stand up.
Kevon Hall,
I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Marquise
Kalen
Bell.
Kalen Carson, yeah.
So, you know, this is the situation you're in. And again, I said this last week, and I kind of said it in jest, but something's got to ring true here. I love to see all the deep bombs that our boy Dak's throwing.
Mm-hmm.
Love to see it.
Yeah.
The part I don't like to see is the fact that, well, you're doing this on Cowboy cornerbacks.
Yeah. And that's always every
and that's a problem.
Training camp. That is the question of, and that's why going up against the Rams this week in practice, they love the joint practice. You see to see some competition
get
there
a little bit.
Finally get game one of the preseason out of the way too. Yeah. Like this is a big week for the next step of all this thing. I still have interior defensive tackle area.
Yeah, because Mozzie, we might as well go ahead and stick a fork in him.
Solomon Thomas is taking the role. Like there's just so much there, and then now running back is starting to become another weird, because Miles Sanders, his knee situation, I got some concerns with that.
I'm not worried about running back.
I didn't think that he was going to be like a massive part. We started talking about how good he actually looked though.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, all right, I'm trying to figure out what they're going to do. I have questions of what they're going to do there. It's more than I am worried. Just questions on, I'd like to have some things shored up before the season
starts.
Here's
the deal. Jaden Blue, from all we've heard, has looked good. We haven't heard anything negative about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Javonte Williams. Yeah, I mean, we haven't heard a peep about Javonte Williams. The last thing I heard about Javonte Williams, he fumbled the first carry of practice, and then he took it 80 yards to the house the second one.
Yeah, and I've said all offseason, if he can make one cut, if he can make one, last year he didn't make any cuts. I don't know if it was the knee or the Sean Payton offense, but he was like, I'm going here and I'm done.
But they did say, all right, now, and going back to our guy Mickey Spagnuolo, who talked about Malik Hooker being another year removed from the Achilles injury, this is another year removed from Javonte Williams who had a pretty ugly knee injury a couple years ago, all right?
And that's my hope.
And I'm with you on
Fingers
that, right?
Crossed.
Look, we get it, all right? Look, medical technology has advanced exponentially in the last 10, 20 years, okay? You can bounce back from an ACL in 9 months versus, 12 to 18 in the past. There's still something to be said, and I think this gets totally, totally lost in the grand scheme of things, is the mental aspect of when these guys are bouncing back from injury, right?
Trusting
the knee, trusting the Achilles, whatever part of the body you're dealing with, right? Especially when you're a running back, especially when you're a guy like that who makes his hay, makes his living with, well, like you said, being a one-cut guy, making jukes, what have you. So I think with Javonte Williams, I think with Jaden Blue, and, we haven't heard a lot about Phil Maffa yet. The problem is he hasn't really gotten a lot of reps. He hasn't been overwhelming, but hasn't been underwhelming. He's just kind of like, the baby's porridge, just okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He's whelming.
He's just whelming.
He's just whelming. He's there.
But here's the reality, man. And this, you can go pluck a running back from anywhere. I hate to say it, but that's the reality of it. And guess what? When cut down day comes, you can go pluck somebody from a practice squad. You can go get somebody. I mean, God forbid Deuce Vaughn makes the roster, all right? Which I don't think he will.
His hamstrings really hurt him. I mean, more than just the pain of it all.
Yeah.
The reps, the lack of reps for him really has been brutal for him. That's been tough. But yeah, you're right. That mental hurdle to get over that, to get past that, to move on, very important.
Look, if you tell me that you're going into week one with a and look, Jaden Blue may look otherworldly. Because again, we don't need him to be a workhorse 20 carry back.
Mm-mm.
All right. You need a little thunder and light. If I told you right now, let's just go ahead and Fred's going to make his proclamation right now. If I told you that the Cowboys running back situation was going to be a poor man's version of Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, would you take that?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I would love.
And I think that's possible.
Let's see him get 10 to 12 touches a game. That's a lot.
And he can catch the ball out of the backfield.
And 7 yards per touch.
Yeah.
Let me
say this one more time before people start, blowing me up on the text like, you're a Fred, you're an idiot. Maybe.
That happens. Anyway.
Maybe.
No, it's going to happen.
Okay.
Regardless.
You're true about that. YouTube chat is toxic, by the way. Can we just go ahead and say that? My God. You guys,
no.
Especially on the weekends.
They're not toxic.
Maybe on the weekends.
They just don't. They don't participate in what we're talking about.
Well,
they're
you're
in
right
their
about
own
that.
Conversation.
Weekend YouTube chat is off the chain. Shout out to my boy Greg. Poor man's Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery with Javonte Williams and Jaden Blue.
So like my burn-ins, poor man's burn-ins.
That's it.
Not with brisket.
This ain't Hurtado version.
Yeah,
okay.
We're just doing it with Chuck
But you're
roast.
Hungry. You need a little something to eat. All right. Dip a little barbecue sauce. We'll make it work.
The Cowboys top 10 from early standouts from training camp so far. This is according to Joseph Hoyt of the Morning News.
Brandon Aubrey, number 10.
And be honest, dude.
But we haven't heard hide nor hair from Brandon Aubrey.
Can I tell you something?
He's not looking good.
First three kicks I saw, he missed.
Yikes.
And
just shanking them left and right.
And then he moved to like 65 yards and it was like easy. It was just like, what are you doing?
Do you think he was kicking left footed?
It has to be 50
with those
plus
early
for
ones.
him to feel like, we're good to go.
Now we're
maybe
in my
he
range.
Was kicking left footed or he had his eyes closed.
Yeah.
But I'm sure
came with both feet.
I'm sure everything's going to be fine.
Okay.
I'm certain. Without a doubt.
I don't want to see Brandon as much in 2025.
I guarantee Brandon Aubrey will be just fine. And I agree with you, too.
Right? And I don't mean that in a bad way. One point. Hey, every now and again, into half, give me a quick score. Going into halftime, boom, kick a 65-yard field goal. We need to get Brandon a 66-yarder in 2025.
Absolutely. I'd like a 70-yarder. Cornerback Kyer Elam, that's the dude you've heard the most
about. That's the other guy, yes.
You've heard the most about Kyer Elam all this preseason or this training camp. Because, and like you said, it is against our own guys, but it's against CeeDee Lamb and Pickens.
Well, that on that end.
That's positive.
We can live with that.
Yes. He's looked competitive. He looks confident. He's
carrying children around.
We got the Simba pose with him. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Another standout so far, Tyler Booker. When you got a rookie right guard that's playing the way that he's supposed to.
Plug and play, baby.
You feel very good about what you did in the offseason. Yeah. And, again, replacing Zach Martin's not easy. Replacing last year's version of Zach Martin is. Last year's version was not.
Shout out to Brock Hoffman.
And that's sad because of what
you kind of look like Brock
Hoffman.
Has anybody told you that?
Fish used to tell me that I could just go run around Ventura and tell people I was Zach Martin and that I would probably get into clubs. And I was like, but then I still have to pay the bill. You know, and
he's
like,
you ain't got that Zach Martin cheddar.
And that's the thing. If you've ordered all the drinks,
now you're getting comped,
and they bring it over to hey, we're gonna comp some of this.
My card should be on file.
Yeah. Give me just put it on Zach.
Call
Martin.
Call my agent. He's got it.
But and so I was like, oh, I could kind of see it just a little bit. That's all right. But Booker doing great work. This is also great to hear. Cooper Beebe. Cooper Beebe was good last year.
Emaw.
He was, but you could see that it was a center that was learning the spot. But you didn't doubt the toughness. You just were wondering whenever his grown man strength was going to come into play.
Okay, let me ask you this, and I think this is something that totally got overlooked last year. You took two guys. You talk about the offensive line being better this year, and I agree wholeheartedly with you that it's going to be better this year. But look, real quick, you took two guys. Putting two rookies on an offensive line is already a tall order, number one.
Risky.
Oh, by the way, you took two rookies who you put them at their unnatural position.
That is true.
And two of the, dare I say, most pivotal positions on the offensive line. Here, let's take a guy that's never been a center and make him a center. Oh, by the way, he's a rookie. And then let's take another guy who's never been a left tackle and make him a left tackle. And oh, by the way, he only played 8-15 starts, whatever it was, at right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Jerry said multiple times last year we didn't want to hear it. You could hear Jerry.
And then he said at the end,
We knew what we were doing when we did this, that we were going to be learning on the fly.
Right.
He said multiple times throughout the year, we knew with it we're paying the price here of watching two guys.
And then he kind of mea culpa at the end was like, well, maybe we did a little too much there expecting that. And again, hey, kudos to him. All right. Yeah, didn't help your running game and your passing game when it was all said and done. Or your head coach, which let's call it what it is. Aren't we kind of better to have Shoddy? I mean, at least I am.
When 1 o'clock rolls around and we listen to the press conference, it's a lot more fun.
I mean, I don't know how many rap lyrics were about Mike McCarthy. Just saying.
A couple other names, Donovan Ezeraku, Malik Hooker, CeeDee Lamb, Hunter Lipke, Jonathan Mingo actually is having a very good
camp. Throw Jake Ferguson in there?
Toya and Kevontae Turpin. We'll see Ferguson. I think whenever game one happens is when we'll realize that Jake
Ferguson.
You think
Ferguson's he's going to play much?
No. Game one.
Oh, game one. Okay, I thought you meant preseason game one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.